Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 20th, 2023. And tonight we're doing our twice monthly individual and group healing call. And what we do here is after we get our energy set up, we're going to have people volunteer to come into the hot seat. Well, this is a 90-minute event, and each of those persons will receive healing energy from everybody on the live call and everybody joining us afterward via the recording. And we pretty much uniformly get people reporting really powerful experiences. So that is obviously a great thing. And we're doing it again tonight. In fact, this is such a powerful event that it's one of the only ones we do twice a month. In fact, I think it's the only one we routinely do twice a month. So very happy to be offering that. I want to acknowledge and thank the folks who are here on the live event. So welcome to AB, Bevy, Brian, Eric, James, Janet. We've also got Laura, Marilyn, Molly, Sanmati, Stephanie, Trisha, Viorica, and Roberta. All familiar names. So welcome one and all. AB is actually a fairly new name, so welcome to you. So what we do at the start is do our initial energetic setup. So we have a great container to work in. I'm going to start by lighting my Mesa candle. Hang on a second while I do that. That's on. All right, so I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa. Then I'm going to call in all of our beautiful allies, all of high vibration and benevolent intent. We're going to create a sacred container. Call in our embodied awakening, and then we'll start taking volunteers. Please don't volunteer until I call for you. So we'll take them on a sequential basis, and I will first call those who haven't done it at all or recently. So we'll give the newer folks a chance to pop in first. All right. Although the allies are reminding me what I did last time, we're going to also leave space for people who have, they perceive they have a very urgent need to get into the healing circle. So we'll play that as it goes. One of my mottos is it always gets better than this. And however I've been doing something, it's always open to upgrade. So, as always, when we do an energetic event, my request to you is to please give us your full attention. This is good for you. It's good for everybody else because whether you're coming in live or via the recording, the quality of attention you hold will affect everybody else. We co-create the container and it is created beyond time and space. So, I do request that you behave as if you're right here in the room with me, being fully attentive to what we're doing. If you need to leave early, that is fine. You're welcome to ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they will happily do so, and it will not disrupt what we're doing. Okay. Yawning is not about fatigue, it's about energy movement. All right, I invite you now to close your eyes, assuming it's safe to do so, and just become aware of how your physical body feels. And become aware of how your energy body feels, if you can feel that. Okay, that's your baseline. And we'll later check and see if that has shifted. So please remain passive as I do the setup. If you feel energy moving, just attend to that passively and feel what it's doing. If you cannot feel energy, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Please, no breath control. Just let the breath do what it wants. So you're focusing on somatic sensation, whether that's energy or breath. I'll yawn one more time and get it running. Ugh. This is the fourth time I've warmed up my Mesa today, so it's been well used. Here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Fiji. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density, or higher service to other consciousness, higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: the Apu's guardian angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Asangate, Machu Picchu, Mount Everest, Mount Shasta, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Ayers Rock. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies, as long as they are of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to call them now. We've just a moment longer for additional allies to join us. All righty, thank you. You take a moment to Once again, check how you feel physically and energetically. And now we'll do the embodied awakening invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to join you in your physical body. And we'll use 8 words to do it. This will only happen to the extent that serves your highest good. And there's all sorts of wonderful benefits from it. So I invite you to repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go, become completely passive, and let your higher self come to you. I feel what the majority of folks on a call experience. It's a strong vibe of the higher self coming in easily. It's kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. As it enters, please, I recommend not using any effort or willpower, not trying to make anything happen or stopping anything from happening, not deliberately visualizing or imagining anything, just passive, let it come to you. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just gently return attention to feeling the incoming energy. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And I invite you to use the least effort needed to feel what's happening. You might even try dropping to no effort at all for a few seconds. And then noting if at zero effort you feel energy or breath without even trying. If so, zero is enough. If you've lost it, then add back barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. And hang out at that very minimal level of effort. The less effort expended that gets the job done, the better. Excess effort tends to make it harder for your higher self to help you out. Okay, we'll leave a moment longer for the embodied awakening to lock in. You're in embodied awakening when you can say yes to all 4 of the following. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. Those are qualities of the higher self when it's merged with you. They're also the qualities of your human awareness. Even getting partway toward that is awesome. And you're welcome to continue this event with us, however much or however little embodied awakening you're able to get to. Although it feels pretty strong, it feels like most of us are pretty sweetly in that space. Again, to check if you're there, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Well, that's true, you're there. There's always deeper levels of it available, but even just meeting those basic criteria puts you in a pretty sweet space. Alrighty. So we're going to open it up for volunteers, but don't do anything yet. I'm going to make sure that the tech is conducive. Okay. So for this first round, we will take those who have never been in the hot seat before on an individual group healing call, or anyone who urgently needs healing. So we'll triage you if it's urgent. Otherwise, if you've never done this before in this event, feel free to unmute yourself. I do need to be able to speak with you in real time. So we have to have at least audio. Hey, Bevy.
Hey, Benjamin. How are you?
Great. Thank you for volunteering.
I need it tonight.
All right, so be it. So let me explain how this works. Because we want to get several people into the hot seat, and because shamanic healing does not require psychological understanding, all I'm going to ask each of you to say is what you would like to be different when we're done. And let's keep it that simple if we can. So, Bevy, what would you like to be different by the end of this healing round if we can accomplish it?
Less pain in my under my shoulder and my right arm.
Under shoulder and right arm. And is that all on the right side?
Yes,
Right
feels
shoulder.
like a pinched nerve.
Pinched nerve, maybe. Okay. All right. And pain scale 0 to 10, 10 excruciating, 0 none. What number would you give the pain right now?
About a 7.
That's pretty high. Okay. All right. All right. So do we know what we need to know to help you?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Okay, so we'll start with you, Bevy. I'll ask you to do the healing invocation. So please repeat after me, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And now simply place your attention where the pain is. And your job while we're sending the healing juice is just to hold awareness where it hurts, okay? And be completely passive otherwise. Just let the healing come to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Everybody else, whether you're live or on the recording, you're in the game. So, everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Bevy's highest good. May the pain in her right shoulder and arm be eliminated permanently to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Everybody relax. To be a good conduit, to be a good hollow reed. Everybody is now passive. So if you're not Bevy, please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no visualizing, no imagining. Just relax and be a passive piece of pipe. Your higher self is already connected with Bevy's, and your higher self is working out exactly what kind of energy needs to come through you over to her. And in relaxed body is best. No need to point palms or raise your arms in any way. Just relax. The energy will come in the top of your head and out the appropriate chakras to help her. So, as a hollow reed person, you're just relaxing and letting your higher self do it all through you. Bevy, are you feeling that energy?
I am.
Good. So, you just relax and let it come in. Now, the divine intelligence is so good that it's going to make sure Bevy does not get overwhelmed or anyone else. So whoever's in the hot seat, they can relax and completely open to all the energy that's coming in. And the divine intelligence, higher selves, and all these allies are going to perfectly orchestrate the healing energy for each person. And just to reiterate what I said earlier, even if you're on the recording, your energy is going to flow to the person in the hot seat that's going to flow backwards in time and help them just as effectively as if you had been on the live Zoom call. And you also will receive all the benefits that the hollow reed folks on the live call are going to get. So you are participating just as fully. It's magic. All right, so Bevy, you just relax and receive. Yeah, there's some interesting sensations there in the right arm and shoulder, aren't there? Bevy?
Yes.
Is there some strong sensation in the right shoulder and arm?
Oh yes, I could feel it. It's like I can't even feel my right side. Everything they're working, on my left side, they're working all on my right, and I could
Good.
feel like the
And
it's hard to describe the feeling, but
there's no need to describe it, just experience it.
it's like tingling going on. Yeah.
You're good. So just relax. You're going to get the maximum benefit if you don't get all up in your head trying to put words on it. So
Okay.
just feel and relax and receive. I'm empathically perceiving a lot of energy flushing out the hands and feet as well. So if you're experiencing that, that's the heavy stuff causing that pain, releasing.
Yes, definitely. I feel that.
Good. So you just relax and let it flow. And those who are being conduits to Bevy and the other hot seat people, you will receive all kinds of juicy benefit because you're willing to show up and be a conduit for highest good energy. You'll automatically receive lots of benefit yourself without even asking for it. The universe just likes to give back to those who give in this way. Anyone who's finding their body shaking or vibrating or trembling, crying, making sound, even if the body wants to make big motions to release heavy energy, just let all that happen if it wants to spontaneously. And the process might be still and silent. Some folks are going to be used as processing engines for the person in the hot seat. So those who are willing and able will possibly have some heavy energy put through them to help out the person in the hot seat. You'll feel it if it's coming through. And just let the allies take care of all that if that's happening to you. That always happens to me when I leave these calls. And if you stay passive and let the allies take care of it, they'll make sure you're squeaky clean by the time we're all done. It's still a pretty healthy flow coming through there, Bevy.
Yeah, it feels like it changed temperature in my hands and my feet. Now it's like a cooling energetic field is flowing.
Good. Yeah, it's common to have the energy shift from cold to hot to whatever. So temperature flux is a very normal phenomenon during a healing process. So it feels to me like the energy just came to equilibrium. Did you feel that too, Bevy?
Yeah,
Okay.
definitely.
All right, let's check in. How's the right arm and shoulder doing? 0 to 10, what's the pain level now?
Oh, wow.
Low?
Very low. Just in the arm, a little bit twingy, but the shoulder is a lot better.
Can you throw a number on it?
Out of four.
So what
Because
for?
the arm, the shoulder is like, I don't feel any pain in the shoulder.
Okay,
It's
shoulder
just the
and
arm. I can still feel it in like my arm.
okay, good. So the so that's a drop to nothing in the shoulder and the arm, the pain there dropped by about half.
Yes.
Okay, good. See if they're done. Okay, they're telling me they're going to do a little more work on you as we move to the next person, Bevy.
Okay.
So the humans are going to turn their attention elsewhere, but you're going to keep getting a little bit, and you'll feel when they have fully wrapped up their healing flow to you.
Okay.
So I invite you to could let that continue as long as you feel it working. Once they're wrapped up, then you can be a hollow reed for other folks. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you feel complete? Do you feel complete with your round for us, Bevy?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
I'm
good.
sorry.
I don't know. You're
Yes.
fine. Great. Thank you very much for stepping up. Okay. I once again extend for the next person. If you've never done this before, or if you really feel a really high urgency for receiving healing. You're next. Okay, Molly, go ahead and unmute yourself if you'd like to be next.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Good. Have you ever been in the hot seat here before?
I have not.
All right, welcome. All
Thank
right.
you.
So, my question for you is, what would you like to be different by the time we're done if we can accomplish it?
Is it something more physical, or can I ask for general life guidance?
Well, this is not an intellectual process. We have other events where we get into mental discussions.
Okay.
This event is specifically for energetic healing for physical and emotional stuff.
Okay. Allergies.
Okay, so allergies. I take it you're suffering from those.
Pretty much all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
And
have
I
you?
just got over COVID again, so
Oh, okay.
yeah.
So maybe some little post-COVID healing too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So right now, the allergy symptoms, if 10 is just excruciating and 0 is none, what number would you put on the allergic response right now?
At this moment, they're not bad. In the mornings, they are.
Okay. But in this moment, can you give me a 0 to 10 number on the allergies?
Oh, like four.
Okay. And in terms of the post-COVID, is there any symptomology right now from that you're aware of?
Just like lymph nodes a little bit still.
Lymph.
My lymph nodes in my neck.
Okay. And do those hurt a little bit?
No, they're just a little bit swollen.
Okay. So is there any discomfort associated with that swelling?
No.
Okay. All right. But can you touch them and feel the swelling?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if we're going to put a 0 to 10, 10 would be like just massively swollen and 0 would be perfectly healthy. What number would you put on the lymph node swelling?
Like a four.
Okay. So 4 is all around allergies and lymph node swelling. Okay. So we can work all that at once.
Okay.
So I'll guide you in the healing invocation, Molly, and then I'll guide everybody else. So are you willing and ready to receive?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and did you get into embodied awakening when we did that a moment ago?
I did.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, Molly, please repeat after me. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
For my allergies
For my allergies
and lymph node swelling.
and lymph node swelling.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Highest could be done.
Highest could be done.
That's it. Now I want you to relax into passivity and just receive the good juice, okay?
Okay.
Right, so everybody who's not Molly, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Molly's highest good, for the maximum healing of her allergies and lymph nodes that serves highest good. This or something better. All righty. So everybody go passive. Molly, just be completely passive and let the energy do its thing. Everybody else, relax once again, just like you did with Bevy, and just be the hollow reed. Your ego relaxes and becomes passive pipeline. Your higher self and the allies are going to flow the energy through you and over to Molly for her highest good. Molly, do you feel that energy ramping up there?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Good. All right. So you just relax and receive. Again, it is safe to open completely to the incoming energy. The allies are going to monitor you very closely and make sure that only the right amount comes in. And since everybody's passive and no human is forcing anything, this lets the allies perfectly orchestrate the quality and intensity of the energy for you. Once again, I can perceive that some people are transmuting and processing some of Molly's heavy energy for her. And just let that happen if you're noticing that happening, if you're a hollow reed person. And we'll just let it flow for a bit. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of flushing out the hands and feet. Are you noticing that, Molly?
Yeah, hands.
Good. All right. So yeah, this feels like a really strong flush. You're receiving really well. So I'd say you're doing great. Just stay passive and let the energy keep running through. The nature of what the allies do for us is way beyond what a human can comprehend. We can feel it, but in terms of understanding the nuance of it, that probably ain't going to happen with the human brain. So I've learned just to relax and trust and just let the divine magic work. And as I said earlier, Molly, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or make sound or make physical motions to clear things, all that's fine. If the body spontaneously wants to do any of that. And I am so impressed with everyone who's being a hollow reed person. We've got a very strong flow and it's very smooth. It feels like I don't feel anything being forced. So really good job, folks, whether you're live or on the recording, of being helpers for the hollow, for the hot seat person. Sounds like your dog's feeling that energy too. Yeah, dogs and cats are very sensitive to all this energy. What's going on? Woof, woof. Ooh. Is it true, Molly, you just shifted consciousness and you just went into a kind of an altered state there?
I did, yeah, deeper.
Yeah. That often happens with healing work. So that's par for the course. Just allow that to be present as well. Yeah, that's a sweet state, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Enjoy that. But do keep your attention on where you need the healing.
Okay. So
hold attention. I didn't specifically tell you to do that. I'm sorry, but holding attention where you perceive the discomfort of the allergies and also focusing a little on the lymph nodes will help focus the healing energy there more specifically and potently. Okay.
Okay.
Can you hold attention on all that at once?
I can.
All right. Yeah. So hold it all. And that's the basic healing invocation protocol. After the healing energy starts flowing, you just hold attention where you want the energy to go. Nice. So that's starting to feel kind of like equilibrium to me. Let's check how you're doing. So 0 to 10, Molly, how strong is the allergic response right now?
I can breathe more freely. So like a 2.
Okay, so that's down by half. And check the lymph nodes. How is the swelling there now? On a 0 to 10.
That's better.
Can you throw a number on it?
I can't feel them at all now.
So, like, there's no swelling that you're aware of at all?
Right.
That would be a 0. All right.
Yeah.
Yay. That's good.
Wow.
Okay. So it looks like the allies were able to do you some good along with the folks helping out. So that's wonderful. And I'm feeling equilibrium instead of flow now. Are you feeling the same thing?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, great job, folks. And that altered state is a common result of healing invocation work. As they clear the heavy energy out, then it opens more divine light that was being blocked by the other stuff. So an upgrade of consciousness is pretty much par for the course.
Wonderful.
Well, thanks for having the courage to step into the hot seat, Molly. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, all right. So next, let's see if there's anyone left who either urgently needs healing support or has never done this hot seat before. See if anyone shows up. If not, we'll start opening the possibilities. Last call for anyone who meets those criteria. All right, anyone who hasn't done the last two individual and group healing calls. So that'd be basically you haven't worked with us since mid-November. Roberta, hi.
Hello. I don't know exactly how to word it. I have swelling in my legs.
Okay.
It's in my feet. It hadn't moved up to my knees yet, but it's definitely more than should be there. And it then causes my AFib to act up, which will eventually end up in congestive heart failure if whatever. So can we reduce the swelling that represents what else can go wrong?
All right. So reduce swelling.
Yes.
And is it strictly the feet or is it in the calves also?
It's up to the calves. It hadn't gotten into them the way it used to, but it's headed there.
Okay. So at the moment, is it ankles or strictly the feet?
It's feet and ankles that are now almost the size of what my calves are with a swollen.
All right. So swollen feet and ankles.
Yes.
And healing of anything relating to AFib and congestive heart failure.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we can cover that. Okay.
Good.
So at the moment, is there discomfort right now relating to the swelling?
There is discomfort, and it's also very visible. So okay. I would say visibly, it's probably a 7 to an 8.
So, and in terms of discomfort, where would you put the number?
Actually, I get so used to it, I forget to be uncomfortable. But I mean, it has in the past caused actual pain, but now it's just from looking at it and knowing that it's discolored and what it'll lead to.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll work just with the visual clues. And because if it's hard for you to give a feeling number, we'll just work with the visual number, okay? Is that all right, Roberta?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
7 to 8 is visibly bad. Anybody would look at it and go, oh, okay, yes.
Okay. And they would say, that's swell, but that wouldn't be a good thing.
That's not a good thing. You're right.
Okay, let's do this. So Roberta, please repeat after me, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
It serves highest good, please.
And just hold attention there in your feet and your ankles where the swelling is. And just be passive otherwise. Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Roberta's highest good. Please permanently eliminate the swelling in her feet and ankles. And eliminate anything that might lead to AFib or congestive heart failure. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right, that's enough words. Everybody relax and just, like before, go passive. Roberta, you just go passive and just feel, put your attention there in the feet and ankles. Everyone else, just relax and let the energy come through on its own. Yeah, it's starting to come through nicely. Roberta, you're starting to feel that incoming energy.
Yes, my heart feels better.
Good. All right. So you just relax, keep your attention, mainly feet and ankles, but if it helps you to
Yes.
hold attention at where the physical heart is, that's fine too. Wherever you need the healing, that's where you hold your attention. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, here. We'll just let it flow. And I appreciate all the folks on the recording joining in as well. As a reminder, you're equally effective and helpful. And the allies are telling me that some people who are being holler-rated people are going to be getting their own healing spontaneously. And if you find that happening by being passive, you can simultaneously continue to be a hollow read for the person in the hot seat, even as you receive your own healing. Your passivity lets this happen because the allies have no problem running both things at the same time. So if you should find yourself getting a healing, even though you're not in the hot seat, just let that happen and be passive, and the allies can double task you that way. Your Roberta feels like they're going to town in your entire body. Are you feeling that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, they will. We know that you asked for healing in specific areas, but the allies have often been known to put the energy where it's actually needed.
And
They're.
I'm also unaware of where else there's fluid. It's just I can see what it's doing to my ankles.
Okay, good. Yeah, the principle being here, the allies know where the energy is needed. They're going to put it there. Even if it might seem to be unrelated, there's definitely a connection if they're putting energy there. So we just let him run the show. Huh. Feel like they're intensifying the energy further. So if anyone in the hot seat feels like it's getting too intense, let me know. I don't expect that to happen ever, but anyone has the safe word stop if they feel like there's something going on they're not comfortable with. Can you feel the intensity being up a little bit from before?
Oh yes, I can feel it.
Yeah. So there, yeah, there's some holy fire working to burn out what you don't need. So I encourage you to relax.
I'm okay with intense, yeah.
All right. You just relax and let them work. Yeah, they can tell. That's why they're doing it. And if emotional stuff comes up, be willing to feel that as well. It feels like there is some emotional energy tied into this physical challenge, so be willing to feel the any emotions that they flush up while they work.
I'm okay with feeling.
Okay, are you perceiving right now that there's the energy's kind of wanting to do something there, but there's resistance against it? Are you noticing that?
Oh, I just thought it was churning feeling because it was moving stuff. I didn't mean to feel
No.
restrictive.
This is not a criticism. I'm just noticing.
Okay.
So I'm asking, as you feel into your actual field, do you feel there's some involuntary resistance against what the energy is trying to do? There's a little blockage there. Can you feel it?
Like I said, I can feel something that feels churny, so it could be that it's trying to move something that isn't moving.
Good. All right. So where that's happening, I want you to put your attention there, where
Okay.
the resistant energy is, where it's not moving smoothly. And I want you to just merge with it, become one with it, feel it completely without in any way trying to change it.
Sure.
And just for a moment, hold attention there. And as the divine consciousness, just be there with it. There you go. And now please relax to zero effort. Just let everything go.
Okay.
Yep, that opened it right up, didn't it? See how the resistance is not there anymore?
It kind of moved up and down at the same time.
Good. Is it your perception that the formerly resistant area is open to the energy now?
It feels puppy now instead of churning.
Good. Yeah. So that's my standard technique for dealing with resistance in an energy process. I just merge with it. I really blend in with it for a minute as divine being, and then I just relax. And almost every time, the resistance just relaxes with me.
Thank you.
So go back to just gently holding attention where the healing is needed. Yeah, they're shaking up another round, it looks like. Oh, and now they're healing everybody. So this is the
Good.
first time it looks like the allies are working everybody at once. And again, it's that dual process I was discussing a moment ago. Everybody who's not Roberta is simultaneously still being a hollow reed for her with full effectiveness and simultaneously receiving whatever healing they most need. And if everyone stays passive, all of it can happen really well all at the same time. But you got to stay passive and let the divine energies multitask you instead of you trying to do it yourself. They're going to town now. It's getting so strong. And there's the release. Everybody just relax into this unique energy. Okay, Roberta, let's check how you're doing. How are those feet and ankles looking now? Any visible difference in the swelling?
There is a little bit, yes, but it also feels not as tight under it.
Good. All right, that's good.
And the other thing is, I did forget to mention, and that is that there's cold places on both of my shins. And so I think with that last time that you said whooshing energy, I could feel it right there. So whatever is blocking the blood flow could be what they just moved.
Nice. All right, that all sounds good.
Yes, the doctor said that there's somewhere on your legs, your feet, there's what's called pulse points.
Yes.
Okay, well, they can't find any on my legs.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll find him next time. We'll see.
Yes, right. But like I said, what I see is what I go by because I don't know what they can and can't do.
Okay,
But
good.
like I
And
said, when my legs felt that additionally odd, then I thought, oh, maybe it's where the blood wasn't flowing.
could be. And one last quick question.
Yes.
Does your physical heart feel any different now?
Yes, it feels like there's more room there.
Oh, good.
And I wasn't aware of it feeling tight until when you asked me what I felt, and I said the heart feels different, but I wasn't aware of it not feeling good.
All
I
right.
don't get pain, and I never know when it is in AFib.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Well, it sounds like the allies did you some good and everyone else too. So
Yes,
I'm
thank
glad you
you.
had a good response there. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Roberta, for stepping into
Oh,
the hot seat.
yes, thank you, everybody.
I'm going to mute you and once again invite anyone who didn't do our previous two calls, but if you were on the second call in November or the first call this month, then don't sign up just yet. But otherwise, you're welcome to unmute and step into the circle. First come, first serve if you qualify. Last call for those people. All right, now anyone who if you were on our first call this month, don't unmute yet, but anyone else is welcome to unmute and step into the hot seat now. Last call for those folks. Michelle, hi.
Hello.
So, what would you like to be different, Michelle?
Is it possible that I can just ask for just more awakening through my heart?
Okay, more awakening through your heart.
Yeah, just.
All right. And can you give us a sense 0 to 10 of how much heart awakening you're feeling right now? Is it possible to put a number on that?
Oh, well, the first thing that came to mind is an eight. That
Okay.
is kind of, but I'm trying, what am I trying to say?
So,
Yeah, how about let's just do five because I'm trying to say there's a little bit of dis-ease. So we'll just move the dis. So we'll just say five.
okay. All right. So, really feel that energy so you know what a five means to you. And I know that, I mean, awakening, I mean, how could you put a number on it if it's an infinite scale, right? But,
Right.
I acknowledge that, and yet, I love to have some kind of way to measure our effectiveness too. So, we'll just do the best we can on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, are you in embodied awakening, Michelle? Okay. All right. So, let's do this. So, Michelle, please say the following: Spirit that I am,
That
divine allies,
am. Divine allies.
maximum awakening through my heart.
Maximum awakening through my heart.
That serves highest good, please.
It serves highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you go chill and relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Michelle's highest good. May she have the deepest awakening through her heart that serves highest good. This or something better. And everybody, please relax. Y'all just saying heart awakening for everybody. Everyone just relax. And once again, it'll be dual. You'll be an effective hollow reed for Michelle. And we'll also be receiving whatever your own highest good is. So everyone relax and just let the allies work all that at the same time. They're shaking you up pretty good, aren't they, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're loosening up the things to be released. They're doing the two-step. First step is shake it up, and the second step is flush it away. They're still shaking up. Feels like to me. And there's the flush out. Just let that leave. Whoa. Did you just feel a significant awakening right there?
Yeah, right up through the body.
All right, so that's good. Let's see. God, are they done? Let's just see what more they want to do. I have no idea if they have more, but let's watch and see. I think they're done. That was so fast.
Yeah,
Surprising.
That was fast. That was.
But you could well receive more awakening through the rest of the call, Michelle. So I encourage you now to, hold space for others. But I feel like they just were able to do it really fast. And that's a testament to your openness and ability to receive the awakening really fast. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's also a good demonstration of there's no amount of time any of this stuff has to take. It possibly could happen just like that sometimes. And that was a pretty darn quick process for you. Well done.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm
good job.
I'm tingling from toes to head.
Yay. Well, it's okay to be tingle minded.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So another call for anyone other than anyone who was in the hot seat earlier this month. Otherwise, you're welcome to unmute and receive healing. Last call for that. Okay, open season. Anybody who would like to be in the hot seat, you're welcome to now unmute and volunteer. Eureka, feel free to unmute yourself. So Eureka raised her hand, but she's not unmuting. Let's see what's going on here. Let me see if I can ask her to unmute. Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome.
Oh.
Where are you? So welcome to the hot seat. So what would you like to be different, Virika, if possible? After your
My whole body hurts.
Whole body hurts. Okay. And 0 to 10, how extreme is that pain, would you say?
12.
12 out of 10? And you're still alive?
Kind of.
Okay. So fair to say just extreme pain?
Yeah.
And is this chronic? It's like
Oh.
this is customarily this way?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we and have you been diagnosed? Is there a diagnosis for why you're in such extreme pain?
Yeah, I had a spinal cord surgery
Spinal, and how recently was that?
last year in February.
And it's been that painful ever since?
Yes.
And are they telling you it's just going to be like this the rest of your life, they think, or are
It's,
expecting it
yeah,
will
they
measure?
said, sorry, they said it's a long way to go.
Okay. So the medical situation has caused extreme pain and you've been suffering with it ever since, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if a little divine help can help you out. Okay. So take a moment and just feel the level, and you're calling it a 12 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So would you please say maximum healing that serves highest good,
Maximum.
please?
Yeah, maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And you just relax. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Viorica's highest good, for maximum pain reduction, and maximum healing of the underlying causes of the pain. This or something better. Okay, everybody relax down to zero. Let's see what flows. And once again, everybody's receiving highest good energy as they're flowing to Virika. Everyone just fully passive, please, and let the allies work the magic. Yeah. Are you feeling a lot of intense energy in your body, Viorica?
Yes.
Good, they're working it. So you just relax and let them do their job. They shook it up and it's not flushing. Virika, are you fully passive?
Yes.
Okay. Now. Can you feel how there's kind of blockage at the hands and feet and the energy is not really leaving? Okay, so put your attention in your hands and feet. Right now, just the hands. Can you feel how it's kind of clogged and backed up at the palms?
No.
No. Do you perceive that the heavy energy is flushing out of your body easily?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm feeling it. Okay, now it felt like it was backed up to me, but now I do feel it flowing, hands and feet. Okay, good. Whatever happened, it's flowing now. So you just relax and let it move. And I think you already know this, but your passivity is what's going to give you the most benefit. So please do not try to help in any way from your ego. Just stay really passive and let the allies do it for you. Okay? All right. Of course, you can do what you want, but that I believe that should give you the best outcome. There we go. Again, there was a pause and now it's releasing. So, Viorica, have you been doing any healing and vocation work on your own?
Yes.
Good. They would love you to continue that.
Every day.
Or whatever works best for you, whether it's my techniques or anyone else's. There's a pretty significant backlog of heavy energy here, and at least daily work would be really advised to keep it flushing. The allies want to remind you they can do things to help you that the medical doctors cannot.
Yeah, I know.
Are you getting into a bit of an altered state now?
Yes.
Good. Enjoy that. And there's some pain coming up, some emotional stuff. Just be willing to feel that in the mix as well. Just feel it all. Without preference, the best you can. And others on the call are getting a strong energetic release too. If that's you, just relax and open to it. You perceive that you're processing heavy energy for anybody else, just let that happen. The allies will only do that with those who are willing and able to do that kind of processing for others, and they'll take care of all of it. You just need to relax and let it happen. Okay, Viorica, my perception is that the healing energy has come to stability now. Are you feeling that too?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's the pain number now on my 10 scale?
Eight.
8. So, from
Yeah.
12 to 8. Okay. So, if I'm doing my math right, the pain's down by about a third, roughly.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, good. That's beautiful.
I
Okay.
was like in an electrical chair.
Well, you mean while the energy was coming through?
Yes,
In a good way, I hope.
yeah, shaking every minute.
Right. Okay. So if you still feel energy working, you're welcome to keep receiving for the rest of the call or as long as you want. If you feel ready, you can hold space for others. Okay.
Thank you.
You're
Thank you.
welcome. Good job. All right. We have time for one more hot seat person. And whoever unmutes, that's going to be you. So we'll see who shows up. Last call for any last person who wants to be in the hot seat. All right, in that case, we will do a process as our final round for everybody. One of our famous everybody gives and receives at the same time. That's been happening anyway, but this will be the only thing that's happening. So now we're all going to be in the hot seat, so to speak. And I'm going to virtually include Spirit Song as well. She's not on the call, but I'm going to include her energetically. And just to be fair, if you know of someone who you would like to receive energy, you can invite them virtually into the process. So if there is somebody you'd like to include to the healing benefit, now again, we don't want to impose on someone, but we're going to say these people are going to be included to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So if their highest good is served by receiving nothing, they won't get anything. If it does serve highest good for them to receive some of this healing and or awakening energy, they will. So decide if there's any other person you would like to invite into the effect. And they'll receive energy to the extent that it serves their highest good. So make that decision now if you're going to invite anyone in energetically. You don't have to call them physically. We're just going to do it all in the inner world. Okay. All right. So I invite everyone to repeat after me, Spirit that I am, Divine Allies. Please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everybody on this call and others who have been named to receive healing. As I simultaneously receive highest good healing and awakening, let all this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Let energy flow only to those whose highest good will be served by receiving it. This or something better? Thank you. All right, everybody, relax. Full passivity, please. The allies and their wisdom are giving each of us exactly what we need and flowing through us exactly what the others need. Anyone who has been brought in virtually will receive energy only if it serves their highest good to receive it, and they will receive only those exact types of energy that serve them. So everyone relax and we'll just let it run. Whoa. The awakening energy is getting pretty strong after that flush we just had. Please have no preference about whether your experience at any given moment is more challenging or more ecstatic. It's going to help you either way. So just let it be what it is. There's a beautiful blended field that's been created. If you're awake enough to perceive that, then it's a lovely thing to experience. And if you're not, that's perfectly fine. You're still getting lots of benefit from it, even if you can't feel it directly yet. We all have certain levels we have consciousness in, and many more where we don't. The group field wants to go deeper, but it feels like there actually is some effort blocking the field. So I invite everyone to go completely passive and just relax all the way, even if you're on the recording. Just chill out. Let the energy do as it will, please. Ah, now we're doing it. Now we're going to the level. Thank you. So there's a sweet, deeper awakening opening for those who are ready. And if you're not, the seed's being planted, so it'll be easier to get to once you are ready. Oh, yeah, that's getting so sweet. Just relax into whatever you're feeling, please. Wow, that's really nice. So as we're doing this, allies, we'd love to, while we're in the midst of this good medicine, we'd like to share it with those it will benefit, whom it will benefit. So allies, please radiate this good medicine out to all beings on earth whose highest good will be served by it. as well as all beings anywhere in the universe, whose highest good will be served by it. Spread it around good. Thank you, allies. And of course, we Awakening Plus folks will only get more of it by sharing it, because it does come from infinite supply. And when we share it more broadly, we get more of it for ourselves automatically. Everybody wins. Instead of a zero-sum game, it becomes an infinite-sum game. And please stay fully passive and let the allies take care of the energetics. Feel like the energy has stabilized. Let's leave a moment to see if they're done. All right, everybody, to integrate this energy, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies. Maximum integration of this divine energy into my human self that serves highest good, this or something better. Leave a moment for additional integration. There it is. Sweet. Take a moment to feel. If you can remember back to when we started, I had you check in how your body and energy body felt. Please feel them now. And if you can remember how you felt previously, make a comparison. How is it different now? All righty. I'm going to close the mesa. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Ichi Allies, thank you for this beautiful event. We're so grateful for all the healing and awakening and good energy moving around. Beloved allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been a part of this call, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate? And to whom? Okay, that closes the container. If you gotta go, feel free to go. If you'd like to hang out for a bit, a few minutes, with questions and answers and comments, I'd love to hear those. And you're welcome to unmute and speak, or type in the chat if you have anything to ask or share. Hey, Viorica.
Yeah, I have a question for you. The MP3s that on your site is the same strong as videos?
Oh, in other words, the same thing, whether it's an audio or a video, are you asking if one is stronger than the other?
Yes.
They're equal, same energy.
Oh, okay. Because I wanna listen to them every day, so
Yeah, just do whatever works better for you is fine.
okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, good question. Thank you, Verica. Anybody else with a question or comment, whether you want to speak it or type it in the chat? Roberta.
I just want to say a big thank you for your leading and everyone's energy in my behalf. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
On behalf of everyone, our pleasure. Anybody else? Michelle types, I am most grateful. I wish everyone heavenly rest and wellness. Big hugs. Thank you, Michelle. And this is our last event before Christmas. We won't meet again until next Wednesday. Normally we do a Monday event, but Christmas is Monday, so we're not going to do one then, and we'll just pick up again on Wednesday. So it'll be a week. We don't usually go that long between events, but that's how it's working. Oh, wait a minute. What am I saying? No, I think we no. Let me double check. You think I would know this, whether we have an event tomorrow night or not, but I just live in the moment most of the time. Let me just peek at that. Bear with me. Nope, this is our last event for a week. So we'll meet again on Wednesday, December 27, 2023, for Invocation Group Coaching. And so I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. That'll happen between now and our next meeting, in case that's a holiday you observe. See, Brian typed much appreciation to everyone and all our divine allies. This is such a blessing. Thank you, Brian. Anybody else with any questions or comments? If not, we'll wrap it up. Molly says, so wonderful and amazing in every moment. Thank you. Thank you, Molly, for helping make that happen. We all co-created. Bevy types, thanks to everyone for being a hollow reed. I appreciate you all and our amazing allies. I'm basking in this beautiful energy. Thank you, Benjamin. Much love. Well, thank you, Bevy. You bring some pretty sweet energy yourself. So thank you. And Roberta says, Merry Christmas to all. Thank you, Roberta. Okay, last call for any questions or comments. AB says, happy celebrations. Thanks to all who participated. I do feel different. It surprised me. Blessings. Well, I'm glad that you're pleasantly surprised, AB. Thanks for joining us. I hope you'll be back. Viorica says, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Viorica. May your pain continue to decrease. Unless, of course, it goes away completely. Even better. Okay, I think that's a wrap, folks. A big gratitude to all of you who take your valuable time to be part of this event and all our events. I'm so grateful that you're members of Awakening Plus, and hope to see you on another call soon, whether you're live or on the recording. Big, big blessings, and goodbye for now.